Today, Ezra Hashem, we learned Daf Yud Aleph of Masechtas Be'ah. Some of the topics that we learned about today include a further explanation of the Mishnah regarding designating birds for use on Yom Tov. Two additional Mishnayos which cite more items which are topics of Machlekes between Mishnah and Mishil, whether or not they are permitted on Yom Tov. Some of the key topics and concepts we learned about include Reiv V'Karav Holach Achar Reiv. If there is a situation where there is a majority to indicate one way, and simultaneously there is halachic basis based on close proximity, indicating the other way, we follow the majority. Chalev. The chalev, which are certain specific fats of a kosher behemoth, are forbidden to eat. And if one eats chalev, b'mezut chayev karas, b'shogi chayev chatas, the chalev of a chayev, however, is permitted. Hitir seifin mishim tchilasin. The chacham, in certain cases, in order to prevent people from refraining from having certain items which would serve to increase their simchas Yom Tov, permitted a subsequent action that is not needed on Yom Tov, which otherwise would be prohibited midrabon. Binyan or stira bekelim, binyan building and stira dismantling, are two of the 39 avos malachos that are prohibited on Shabbos. It is a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where the binyan and stira apply only to structures attached to the ground, or to movable utensils as well. Ein shvus b'mikdash. Shvus refers to actions that the chacham prohibited on Shabbos to fulfill the pasuk, uvayoyim hashvi tishbos. The Isurim of Shavuos do not apply in the Beis HaMikdash.